Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good. Good to hear you.
This is...
It is.
I thought that was your voice.
How have you been?
I have been great.
Good. Good, good. Did you get my email I sent you yesterday?
Yes, I did, and thank you. I will. What I'll do is just put you on our list of everything that goes out. Does that include recipes? Do you want recipes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether you were just recording or doing.
Well, I'm absorbing.
You're absorbing. Okay.
Yeah, and hopefully the right thing so I can get back to where I was.
Okay. Well, Denny just came down the steps and he says, another pound off.
That's right. That's me this morning. I was so excited. So, that's great.
Good. Well, I'll tell you, it's been the easiest thing we've done. When we decided to do it, it was the next morning for serious. I was playing with the food for about 3 days, and while we were waiting to get in to get our test run, and so I was, you know, just kind of like using up a few little things, you know, like the soft butter and a couple of things like that, and I thought, you know, I'm not pulling any more stuff out of the freezer. This is done. So, anyway, it's still sitting there, and it will be, and when our guests leave, then from Europe, five of them that are coming, I'm not sure, you know, how readily they'll adapt to it. I'll get rid of the rest of it. Give it away.
Yeah, good.
Good morning, guys. This is Shar Rogers, your host for today.
Good morning, Shar. It's Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou. This is Ruben. Good morning, Shar.
This is who?
Ruben DeLorio. I'm in the Mary Lou's downline.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Now that everybody's talking, I'm going to sign off. So have a great day, everyone.
Okay, you too, Steve.
Thank you.
See, anybody that wants to get here, let's... And that will put our volumes up a little bit.
You don't need my volume up, I'm sure. I talk as soft as I can, and it's loud.
Well, the more excited I get, the louder I get, but sometimes my phone doesn't cooperate as well. Oh, boy.
Okay, so I did end up with a 10 yesterday.
Well, good for you. Great. I'm at a 9, so I'm one behind you. I never made it out to do my exercise, my manual exercise, to get my heart rate up, so lots of steps, but that was closer every day. Okay, who else has joined us?
Lynn.
Good morning, Lynn.
Hi.
How are you doing? Pardon?
This is Jeannie.
Jeannie, good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a 10.
Good morning, Wei. You got a 10. Good for you. Diet issue. Aren't good for our bodies, and they don't, they're not there later, as we've seen.
Right, and I'm happy to be taking it off slowly. That's the whole, that's my plan, actually, just to keep gradually reducing. One of the things I find is that exercise is an incredible component. It needs to be there. When I don't exercise, then I don't get the results. So the eating is a portion of it. The exercise is the other portion that has to be there.
It is extremely important. Yes, it is. There's no two ways about it. That was not left out of what he did with the China study, because most people were getting a lot of physical exercise. They may not need to get it in the way that we do because of their lifestyle. So, yes, but we just don't have that built into it for the majority of people. Do not have that built in on a daily basis. So, anyone else?
Is this Wei?
I thought I heard you already. Did you have a 10?
Hello. It looks as though my body needed more sleep, like 8 hours a day, and which I haven't been doing. And when I do fight that, I feel like not want to wake up because I kind of go later than my body wants to go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm like a baby. Like, you know, my baby, you know, she'll cry and want to nurse, go to bed at a certain time, and And I'm the same way. And then when I try to resist that, I get really in trouble.
Well, I can relate to that because night before last, I did not have a good night's sleep. I had a very short one because I was in the hospital with a friend of mine and an emergency. So it just was totally interrupted. When you don't go to bed until 5 a.m. in the morning and you try and get what would be a night's sleep in that in place of the hours you normally sleep, it won't work the same way. So I can easily attest to that one. Can't move it around that much, maybe a little bit, but not that much. Anybody else? Okay, guys, let's start right off with any questions. Oh, you know what? I did not give, and I'm wondering if I've got it set in here, the purpose for the call for anyone on here that's new. I don't have it set here in front of me. I'm unprepared. Moved the things around on my desk. And I guess I'll just have to tell you, this originated, the change in this call, meaning from regular lifestyle to advanced lifestyle, originated with a book that's called The China Study by Colin Campbell, Ph.D., who spent 40 years in research and 30 of it in this arena and working from this direction. And in that is cited a study, the largest study that was ever done on nutrition in the history of the world, 880 million people. That was 96% of the population in 1970. And our purpose for this is just to deliver the information to allow people to make changes in their diet for the betterment of their health. And so it's here for everyone. We've got an active group of participants that are on this and utilizing it to see what their body does with it and, more importantly, what their scientific markers are, because many of us have had our blood work done at the beginning in 30-day segments. And we're into, some of us are into our second 30 days, some of us aren't quite that far yet. So anyway, any questions that you have, please feel free to ask. And we want to deliver useful information to you. And any suggestions that you've got, you can email me at dennychar@comcast.net. dennychar@comcast.net. And if you want to be placed on a list, email list, to receive anything that goes out, like recipes, etc., just request that when you send me whatever you're doing. So, while I was at the hospital, I was going to sit and read, but there was other things that were taking my attention at the time, so I didn't do as much as I did. But I was into a couple of places that I thought were interesting. And some of where the research was done, and as you get into the beginning of it, you'll see that there were different parts of the research. There was the big research, and then there was when Dr. Campbell got a hold of the information, he went back and took with him one of the previous researchers that was on the working on it, and they did. Then they went to global research that had been done and pulled that together, and then they brought it back to the United States. Mary Lou, jump in for just a second. I need to give Jenny a message here. I know this is being recorded. I'm sorry, if you would, with any comment that you have, that anything that's happened. In fact, I think you had some interesting stuff from yesterday. Maybe Mary Lou's on mute. Hold on just a second, guys.
I hope I'm not on mute. Am I here now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Gee, my new headset, I didn't know I could mute it. Anyway, I did get to go back. I went back yesterday to my naturopath, and when I stepped on the scale, she has been off on baby leave, so she wasn't there the last time I was in, but when I stepped on the scale, she was thrilled. And I got the opportunity to go in and sit down and chat with her and talk to her. She has not heard of the China study either. She's promised me that she's going to listen to next Monday's call. And she just sat there, and she was thrilled that Larry and I are doing, you know, that we've changed our eating habits. And Jim, I'm with you. I'm definitely one that wants to take it off slow. I have been on plenty of programs where it came off fast, and it came back on too, and then always there was added pounds. So this is definitely the way we want to do it. And one thing I know, yesterday, I can't remember, one of us mentioned that we're not needing the cleanse as much, and that is very true. And what I got to thinking about after the call was, you know what, I'm actually now using the cleanse like it says on the bottle. But before that, I was taking it almost nonstop. I was up to 3 a day, and taking it every single night before I would go to bed. So that's been absolutely wonderful to have, you know, more normal elimination than I have probably ever had in my entire life, eating this way. And then I do, as I said, take the cleanse the 1 week a month. So are you back, Char?
I am. Thank you very much. Danny just had an important call come in. I need to give him the message that showed up on my line here. So anyway, back to a little bit about how the study was set up. When he was working on this, he said in the book also that he had stopped eating meat over 15 years ago, and most animal-based products. And then he said between 6 and 8 years ago, he has anything animal only on a very, very rare occasion. So, you know, it's the same thing. It depends on the person as to how quickly they make the modification, how important their reasons are for not doing it or doing it. It's all really a mindset, and I think anybody that's doing it right now can say the same thing. How you go about making that switch, if you are convinced of the scientific research, and, you know, I don't think there's anything there to argue with at all. He had been a two-quart of milk. He had been drinking at least 2 quarts of milk a day, and scoffing at vegetarians because he was raised on a farm. We are so excited to have him on the call next Monday. Ruth will be interviewing him, and has had about a 30-minute conversation with him already on the telephone because of a financial planner that that came into their life that was a personal friend, and you probably have heard her testimony. If not, I'm sure it'll be reiterated again, but it's just going to be exciting to hear him in person. And also, anyone that has a question that you would like to email it to Ruth at nothurtn.com, N-T-H-U-R-T-N .com, and that'll go to Ruth, and she can work that into some of the questions that will be covered that day. We want to make sure that we get the most common questions asked that will benefit everyone.
Char?
Yes.
Isn't it nothurtn@hotmail.com?
Oh, thank you. I knew it was too short. Say it again, Mary Lou.
nothurtn@hotmail.com, and that's N-T-H-U-R-T-N, nothurtn. So.
Okay, thank you. That's why we need more than one person on here at a time taking care of these things. We never know exactly.
Well, it's because our minds are working so fast these days, I tell you.
you're not a kidding. It's like you can skip every other word, can't you? Almost.
Yeah.
So that was just a little bit about the background, and these things were some of the things that jumped out to me when I was going through the book, just to indicate that, you know, we say it's not easy to do it, but it's all relative to,
for me, it's all relative to the education and how important it is. My analogy has been very simple. If you set a car, if there's a car in the driveway and I'm going to go to town, and you tell me if I get in that car and take a ride to town, my chances of surviving the ride are going to be 10%, 90% that I'm not going to make it. I don't think I'm going to use that vehicle. Well, we've got the choice of using vehicles to feed our body, choices that we make every time we open our mouth and put food in. And if we're going to make a choice to feed our body in a healthy way, or whether we're going to make the choice to encourage the disease to grow faster, and some of them would be diseases we don't even know about that are there. But the tendency is there, the cells are there in our body, we all have them, we all have negative cells, and so we can either feed the good cells or we can feed the bad cells. And when we feed the bad cells, guess what? The good cells don't get fed because the nutrients aren't there to make them healthier. So that's a simple analogy that I use that modifies a little bit as I go along, but everybody think of your own. The bigger challenge is, besides our own bodies, with this information, how many people we can impact. And so I will really encourage you, between now and next Monday, get people on the line that would have an interest in this information, that have an interest in wellness, that have an interest in their health, that are already interested in NECAN and the great products that we have, our wellness home, that backs this and puts it all together for us in another arena, and also people that you would like to have hear about this information or anything related to NECAN, because it's just a great backdoor opener. So, questions that you might have, or comments, either way, today.
It's this way, I have some comments,
okay.
And it's very interesting that I come across a lot when I start mentioning that I am on the total base, and I guess the majority of people's concern was, oh, I'm not going to get enough calcium, oh, I'm not going to get
okay, you're cutting out again. Can you adjust your phone?
Okay, hang on. Hello?
That's better.
Yeah, and it was quite consistent, actually. Their concern was not getting enough calcium, iron, and protein. And thanks, Mary Lou, that page 30 really, you know, got me the chart there that I can sort of like, hey, you know, look at this. So yesterday I went out and photocopied chart 230 in the introduction. So I did 20 copies. So I'm going to mail out to everyone that I wanted to take a look at this. So
that's a great idea. And, you know, I've had the same question. I'm sure many of you have too, because we are so conditioned by the media. Is that your phone that's crackling? Way, maybe you can mute it again. We're so conditioned to the media coverage in where our protein should come from, and of course we're conditioned from what we've done for the last 5 years with the beginning lifestyle. And so now looking at this, it does take some thought process. He does not address exactly what in the categories to eat, but the easiest way to say it is, people say, well, what do you have left to eat? I say, I have plants. Anything that grows out of the earth, and that includes vegetables, it includes fruits, it includes nuts and seeds and grains. I got the nuts and seeds should be at the very end, and the grains should be in there with the vegetables first, and the grains a little ahead of the rice or the fruits, or right close in the quantities that we're looking at. Because we don't want to go too much into any one category. You just want a balance. Yes.
Char, this is Lynn.
Yes, Lynn.
I read something that Carol Goof sent me, and I think she sent it to you. Notes that a guy that eats this way. Anyway, he said, I can eat anything except anything that came from a mother or had a face.
Oh, I know. What?
I said that to somebody yesterday, and the look on her face was so interesting until she got it.
anything that had a mother or a face, huh, was
right.
out.
Out. I could eat anything else than that.
That's a fun way of saying it, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, that's great. Yes, I got that email, and I haven't had a chance to go through all of it, so...
Now that's a great, there's lots and lots of websites there. You probably should send that out to everybody.
I will do that. I was going to open it up, and then I started to, and I got called away from the computer late last night, so I didn't get it all done.
Okay.
Yes.
Pray again. Well, 12 years ago, I just went on vegetarian, so I did get taught how to cook lots of vegetarians, so I actually just brought out my brain to get it to practice again, and it was complete fine.
Okay, we lost you at the end there. I don't know what's happening here. So anyone else have a question? Jeannie, by the way, I did your recipe last night, except I didn't have shiitake mushrooms. I had regular button mushrooms, and it still came out absolutely wonderful.
Oh, good.
Love that. So we've got to get more of these recipes out. If you guys will send them to me, Mary Lou sent one up, I will broadcast them down. So when you have done something that you like, and I've got that same one, so I can put it in a format that might make it a little faster going and putting it together. I kept jumping back and forth on it.
Okay.
Good. Anyway.
Char, this is Monty.
Yes, Monty.
I'd just like to, yesterday we got talking about the bone disease, the big O and everything else, and I'd really like to, for a lot better information than how I kind of explain things, to refer to in the China study, I think it's page 204 to 211, and it pretty well much kind of explains why that big O osteoporosis is so prevalent in the American, you know, Western diets and diets that are high in animal protein.
And I'm sure...
Page 204 to 211.
Okay, 204 to 211.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And I'm sure you emphasize the fact that the normal advertising that we hear, drink milk for healthy bones, is not the right information.
I believe I did mention that.
Okay. Yeah, it's easy to get sucked in by what we're hearing, and especially when they use doctors' faces and all of the things that should be, you know, credible to us in the association of doing that. So,
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I know you've been a long sufferer of osteoporosis. So, what are you doing about that? Are you taking external supplements or?
I am using some supplements, but I'm really relying a lot on the food because I think that probably I was actually taking in more calcium than my body needed, and it was not being utilized, and there's even information to the effect that too much is just creates another problem when it's not the right kind. And the plant-based is, I'm still using Necan's calcium, but I was utilizing other forms trying to find an answer with it because people would suggest, and even in the medical field, there were suggestions made for other forms also. So I only take one other that my doctor has, my naturopath has given me along with what I'm doing with Necan. So the one thing I can say, and I've said this already, is I can bend my knees while I'm in bed and rub my feet flat on the mattress in the morning when I wake up to stimulate the pressure points in the bottom of my feet, which just helps get everything going in the morning. I mean, it's just a great feeling of energy. And in doing that previously, my legs would cramp up, which means that there is not enough calcium in the soft tissue or in the blood, even, as a matter of fact, because that was one area that was showing low. So I will be anxious to have my blood work done up again at the end of the 90 days to see what it's showing.
I have a nun that's on Fosamax, and then every time I take it, it's a pill, and it's just awful. And so, of course,
Okay, anybody else?
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Since people are creating recipes that those of us who have not eaten this way don't know about, If they come up with a great recipe, maybe one of these prime callers, you, Mary Lou, one of you, will accept all of these recipes and just send them down to everybody?
That's what I'm doing, but I haven't gotten them yet, so.
Okay.
Except Mary Lou's, I think that's the only one that's come through to me, so.
That would be a good
yes,
recipe.
I will, I'm putting them in a file, and eventually we'll get them put together in a collection.
But even as they come in, Char, so that we can have something to work off of.
That's what I'm doing, yes.
Oh, great.
That's the plan, even before they get relayed or listed with the nutrients if that doesn't have them.
Great, thank you.
That is the long-term plan. So we want enough to get everybody going. The books that we recommended, except for the China study, have recipes in it, and they should be available from Focus on Growth now. They should all be in, and they were putting them together in a collection. And if you guys are thinking about ordering the full collection, or actually if you already don't have the China study and you're thinking about ordering that, I know for a fact that somebody's phone is crackling a lot. I don't know how to identify it here, but if some of you...
Why don't we have everybody that isn't speaking or whatever, star six, or if there are speaking, just to star six, and when they want to speak, come back on to see if we can eliminate that.
Thank you, buddy. If it goes away.
Hey, there it went.
There we got it. Okay. So anyway, yes, it didn't go away. Went away temporarily for a moment. Gone again. Thank you, whoever that was. Oops. It's being persistent this morning. I don't think it's mine.
Well, I have my head.
Okay, I'm going to try mine and somebody else talk.
No, come back, Char.
It's not you.
Also, I thought that I sent the insanely easy chili, which Monty even serves to guests. Right, Monty?
Oh, okay. Okay. Did that just come through, or was it yesterday?
Oh, no. I'll send it again, Char. I think it was one of the first ones I sent out.
Okay. Maybe I missed it.
Okay. I'm going to send it again.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, any other questions? We're getting right up to the end of the half hour.
Monty.
Yes?
Can I remember? I'm a diabetic once upon a time.
Well, I still am a diabetic, but it's under control. Let me put it to you that way.
Yeah, I have a client that...
I can't hear you at all. You're a lot of noise.
I think she got cut off, so her line went dead. Anybody else? Is anybody having a challenge that they would like to ask about? An ease of doing this that they would like to give us a comment on?
Well, I've found that it's been very easy to make the switch. Is Linda Brown on? And she fired me an email yesterday, and she was on our call yesterday, and most of you heard her testimony, and I'm just thrilled that she's on the call and that she's on the program. She said, I just couldn't believe that it was, Jack and I are having more fun than we've ever had. And she said,
presentation mode is now enabled.
And I know that Jeannie said the same thing, and Larry and I are having a blast with the different recipes. And you know, the easy thing, I think, is if it's something that you like to eat, I go to allrecipes.com. I type in vegetarian chili or vegetarian lasagna or whatever it is that, you know, we normally would like to eat. And then I look at all the recipes that are, you know, I glance down, and usually the ones that have the highest ratings and the most people that have reported on them are up there. And I'll look at the ingredients. If it looks like something that we're going to like, I take that recipe, and that's what we will use oftentimes. But we're having so much fun with, you know, the rices and and all that. And, you know, those of you that have known Larry, he was not a vegetable eater. So this has been great. There's no, I don't think he'll turn back. You know, we were talking the other day. We said, now, you know, we're not saying that on a holiday that maybe we're, but that's how people ate in the old times, was that at a feast you might eat animal. You know, but I don't know after hearing about the face of the mother. That takes a new perspective. But I think it's been easy, and Linda Brown said the same thing. She said it's easier than I thought it would be, and we're having so much fun. So I think it's great.
And we don't have anything to track or numbers to figure out or calculate or columns to add up or any of that I was doing before on every recipe I was making, just to see how close I was getting to what numbers I needed to have, because the bigger the variety of your food, the healthier your body can be. We need a nice assortment, and eating what is in season and what is fresh, and of course we got the perfect time of the year to be doing it, and local as much as you can. I mean, I made my first visit to the farmer's market just for produce. I've been in and out of those places before, but never went just to buy produce, and I don't know that I ever bought any amount except what we wanted to eat right at that moment, maybe fresh fruit or something, but it was just a real treat. And again, guys, it's a great prospecting tool, because if you're a little bit excited, just a little bit excited about anything, right where you are, it's a natural conversation. Just commenting on how good everything looks and how incredible the pricing is, and talk about inexpensive. I've added a lot of different foods, seasonings, and grains to what I'm doing, simply because I'm looking at the packages even differently. When I say packages, I mean, like, I can't grow all of my own grains out in the backyard, so they usually come in a bag, but I don't want ingredients other than the name of that grain on there. That's all I want. And a few natural seasonings, like some of the sea vegetable seasonings that have the trace minerals in them because of being farmed in the ocean, those kinds of things. And then you just look. Now, actually, Mary Lou, I type in vegan, V-E-G-A-N, instead of vegetarian, and then it eliminates the cheeses and dairies and some of the things that the vegetarians eat, the only difference. But we like to call it plant-based instead of that word that sometimes people look at you like you've got a third eye when you say it, and plant-based is not quite so common, and it doesn't have that, maybe that same connotation that previous, kind of like multi-level marketing, and the newer word is network marketing, because a lot of businesses network. When you say multi-level, it has a little different connotation in some people's minds. So communication is what we need to work on for this kind of a business, and it's the only thing that we have to really get good at is our way of communicating. So it's another example of it with what we've got here. Any last comments?
Nancy wants to keep eating the salads with tons of veggies. It's so fun to count all those different ingredients. So
I did variety. Yes, I did the mute, so she can't answer, so I'll try taking it off again here and see if we can get everybody back.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
In case there's a last minute, even with the crackling.
This is Jeannie. I think plant-based makes people think.
Yep.
And that's what I like about that.
It does. I agree with you 100%. Good comment. Okay, guys, have a wonderful day. I hope it's sunshining where you are like it is here. Utilize it for your exercise outside. There's nothing like the fresh air. And track your food and send us your recipes, and we'll get them out. They can be simple. They don't have to be anything elaborate. They can be what you just put together. And if you don't have quantities, that's okay, too. If it's something that would take a little more thought, please give us the quantity. So, anyway, hopefully we won't have the scratch, so everybody can be active tomorrow. So talk to you soon.
Thank you,
Char. Thanks to everybody that participated and helped put the word out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Char.